John 5. So let's look at the politics of Bethesda. Jesus asked the man, "Do you want to be well?" The man said,
"Sure."
Jesus said,
"Take up your bed and walk."
So the guy did, and he had no idea God had just visited him. The Pharisees, who seemed to be screening things, they tell the guy,
"Gah, don't you know it is wrong to work?
Carry your bed.
On the Sabbath? What's the matter with you?"
The guy says,
"Well, the man who made me well said to pick up my bed."
Pharisees, with condescending exasperation, say,
"Ah, do you do everything you're told? Who is this person who said, pick up your bed?"
The guy says,
"I don't know."
Later, the man was in the temple. He evidently was not ignorant of God. He just didn't know Jesus. And he meets Jesus. Jesus gives him some advice. Then the guy goes and tells the Pharisees,
"Hey, looky, looky, that's the guy right over there."
Then Jesus makes an incredible statement about working on the Sabbath. He says in verse 17,
"My Father is working today, so I am working today."
Oh, very upsetting. Jesus was a lot of things, but nice wasn't one of them. Nice is very subjective, you know. Okay, wait. The law says it is illegal to work on the Sabbath. But the Father works on the Sabbath. Jesus works on the Sabbath. The law was more concerned with obeying the rules. Who cares if anyone got healed after 38 years of being incapacitated? Just keeping the rules by all means. Following God's lead is far more important than being a good rule keeper, checking off all the performance accomplishments. Prayed today? Check. Read my Bible today. Check. Went to church today. Check. Witnessed to someone. Check. Spent an hour with my spouse. How gracious of me. Check. Was nice to people at work. Feeling piously benevolent about that. Check. Didn't work on the Sabbath. Gave some money today. Check. I should be okay because my list is checked off, right? But why is my job, my marriage, my relationship with my folks, my kids, why does all that just seem kinda, I don't know, tilted? I'm doing the formula, and it's just not cutting it anymore. Oh, bother. What will we do? What will we do? I believe in every believer's life, at some point, doing the formula, pray, read, fellowship, tithe, pray, read, fellowship, tithe, is not enough. And there is nothing wrong with doing those 4 points. It's just that being good little legal beagles isn't enough. God wants a relationship, not just rule keepers. He doesn't want to do it for us. He wants to do it with us. Do you believe that your well-being is directly connected to your ability to be obedient?